Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1646, Carolyn A. De Silva.
This is an application to consider the subdivision or the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small business selling antiques and gifts to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Anacoat 100, Sussex County, containing 1.49 acres more or less, lying south of Route 18, 300 feet east of Route 521. I've passed down a copy of the site plan. We received two agency comments. First was from DelDOT. They advised that a traffic impact study is not recommended. And from the Sussex Conservation District, the soils on site are Eastboro loamy sand, Balsington sandy loam, Kledge loamy sand, and Pocomoke sandy loam. Suitability of the soils for the intended use range from slight to severe. They recommend erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. The farmland ratings of the soils is statewide importance. It will not be necessary for any storm flood hazard areas being affected. No tax ditch is affected, and it won't be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. And that's all we've received to date, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Good evening, gentlemen. Carolyn De Silva, 16976 Seashore Highway, Route 18. In answer to the last question there, I have pictures here which show there apparently on the site plan was a question about the driveway and parking areas. I have pictures showing from the road, from the side, and the two buildings that I intend to use. There will be no additional construction. There will be no need for any further driveways, parking. In other words, there's going to be no changes done, just using what is existing facilities.
All right, ma'am. If you would like to hand those pictures up to
them. I also have a copy of my business license if you'd like to see that.
Okay, well, that won't be necessary, but the pictures would be kind of nice.
And I'll take them. Thanks.
Okay, Ms. De Silva, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Smith.
So, you give me an idea of what type of hours it is you'd like to keep? Days and hours?
Days and hours probably would be around 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday. And the hours would probably be, from 9 to 6.
I'd like for you to be specific, if you could, please. You said probably.
I am a single person, therefore I do have to go get groceries once in a while. And traditionally, the antique business, it's usually by appointment or on certain hours during certain days of the week.
I see.
Mr. DeSilva, excuse me, sir. When you made your application, perhaps it was explained to you that with a conditional use, the commission can place certain stipulations on their approval. That's why you're getting these questions about hours, because that will be in, if they should choose to approve it, there will be a stipulation regarding your hours of operation. So at the risk of getting on the wrong side of our esteemed counsel down there, I'm not going to advise you. I'm not advising you. I'm just suggesting to you that you err on the side of generosity.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
And the hours?
9 to 6.
9 to 6. Are you expecting deliveries on the premises?
No.
No deliveries. Would you like signage?
Yes.
And would that be a lighted sign? Visible from both east and westbound traffic?
It would be a sign visible from both east and west. I haven't explored lighted yet.
I'm thinking you're closing at 6 p.m. Perhaps you could have it lighted or unlighted. Just curious.
Well, I would hope to have it lighted.
Do you see your business generating any significant refuse such that you would need to have a dumpster?
No.
Other questions?
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Gordy?
Would there be any outside storage or anything?
As you can see in the pictures, there are two large or good-sized buildings, which I would be utilizing for the shop itself. I also have a two-car garage. I also have another tool shed with an extension on the back of it, so no.
So everything would be inside?
Yes, yeah.
How about outside displays? I mean, you're
I'm
saying
sorry,
gifts, outside displays. Will you have any outside displays?
No. Okay. No. Okay. I occasionally put out a wheelbarrow with some flowers in it, if that's what you would consider.
It's decoration. Outside.
Decoration, yeah. So this is more or less antiques and gifts. It's not going to be a flea market or anything.
No, no.
And you'll be by yourself? No one's working
yes.
with you?
No. Okay.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
And for sale purposes, are you saying that you're going to use those two sheds that are towards the rear of your property is where the antiques will be on display? Is that correct?
Yes. They will probably, at times, if I get an estate, overflow into the two-car garage, at which point they get cleaned and inventoried and then moved into the other buildings.
You intend to refinish any antiques?
I don't get into stripping, no. I do refinish antiques with the rub down and cleaning and that sort of thing.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
No questions for me.
Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
One quick question. You stated that you sometimes, acquire estates. Is there any plans for any public auctions or anything like that with the property?
No. The only foreseeable thing I might do would be to include maybe a lawn sale once a summer for a clear-out type thing.
Yeah, I should be able to do that anyway. All right, that's the only question I had.
I have a question.
All right, sir.
Mr. Abbott, do you know if there's been any prior conditional uses on this property?
I'm familiar with the person who originally built the house. And his wife had a one-chair beauty salon, which was a permitted home occupation. But I don't think there was any other conditional uses.
Okay, thank you.
There was also a woodworking shop there for the 6 years prior to when I bought it. It's old furniture. Thank you, gentlemen.
Don't go too far. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1646 Carolyn A. Da Silva? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1646. Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next